I remember here a couple summers ago, I stepped out the back door. There's a young Snickle Fritz out there that said to me, said, "You know the reason you're always talking about women like that, wearing those shorts and things?" He said, "Because you're an old man." I said, "That's the reason it is." I said, "Look here, how old are you?" He said, 27. I said, "When I was many years younger than you, I preached the same thing. I found a fountain of satisfaction. He is my potion." Amen. As long as He supplies that, that's the beauty. That's my art, is looking at Him. Watching His handwork and see what He's doing. There's no other fountain I know. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain. No, nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain. I'm telling you, no other fountain I know but that fountain. It cleansed me when I was dirty. It keeps me cleansed because I want to live right at it. Drink this fresh water that's fills my soul with joy. I can be so ever so down and feel it. I can't hardly go another round. Can't go nowhere else. Then I can kneel down and put my finger on a promise and say, "Lord God, Thou art my strength. Thou art my satisfaction. Thou art my all in all." I can begin to feel something bubbling up from inside of me there. I come out of it. As I pass 50 years old, I wake up of a morning, you know how it is, can't hardly get that one foot out of the bed. My, can't hardly do it, and somebody at the door knocking, or Billy telling me the emergency somewhere, I've got to go, and I think, how can I do, try to put one foot out? I think, "Thou art the fountain filled with my strength." Amen. Amen. My strength and my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Thou art my artesian well. Amen. Thou art my youth. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with the wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord God, this is my duty to go. I'm called to the post of duty. And the first thing you know, something begins to gurgle up inside of me.